Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here, and for today's college football preview, we get a feel for what is in store in 2023 for the Division III Widener University Pride. Widener coming off an uncharacteristic down year. Pride went 3-7 in 2022. They were just 2-6 in Middle Atlantic Conference action. Spoke with head coach Mike Baranak about his 2023 squad and his expectations for the campaign. So we were talking off the air. You're about 8 workouts in as we're recording this in the middle of August. How's camp going?
It's been going really well. You know, we're excited. Got some really good upperclassmen, some great leadership. Last year was tough for us, and those guys, getting some of the guys that we missed, from our 21 team last year, they're all back. So I feel really, really good for those guys to see them back out on the field. Getting a chance to play again, that's pretty special. And we got a hungry group. We've attacked every day, since the start of training camp. They've been giving great effort, and we're coming along from a mental, the mental side, picking up all the schemes and all the things that we want to do. It's been really, really good so far.
You mentioned last year was tough. It was a rare down year for the program. How much, though, is that driving the kids that basically that can't happen again? That's not what happens at Widener.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's been a tremendous motivating factor, and it's been a motivating factor since, the 23 team was started here last winter. They've been in the weight room, then through spring ball, through the summer, everybody came back into camp extremely, in great shape and extremely excited about the opportunity to get back out there. We got a really bad taste in our mouth. And I think anytime from a coaching perspective that you got a bunch of guys who are fired up to go out there and, feel embarrassed about what happened and kind of right the wrongs and change the narrative, it's good. It provides some intense practices, some intense meetings, and a whole heck of a lot of focus that you don't really have to dip into different techniques to try and pull it out of them. Our guys are pulling it out of themselves. I think they were, a little bit embarrassed about how last year went and they don't want the same results. So credit to them. They've been putting in the work. Now that doesn't guarantee us anything. We got to go out there and execute. But up until this point, you can't really ask for much more as a coach than guys who have a great willingness to be out there and get after it every single day. So they're doing the right things. And now we just got to go put it together on game day. And it's coming. It's coming here sooner than later.
Do you find your approach to a camp is different year to year, depending upon who you've got coming back, maybe what you're building off of, like you just talked about, like how you look at things and what you expect? Is it the change every year, or is it pretty much the same season to season?
I mean, there are some similarities, I think, but everything within our program is always going to be liquid. We're going to evaluate from the top down. You look at the injury situation we had last year. We sit there as a staff and we go, how can we change practice? Was it something that we were doing that caused those issues? Was there something we have to change in the amount of recovery we have? Are we on the field at the right times? How physical are we throughout the course of the week? But then you have the other end of the spectrum where you're saying, hey, we don't want to back off too much because we want to go out there and be calloused up and be a physical and tough football team. And then you got to decide on, do you have a veteran group that understands where they have to be, can handle all the schematics of stuff and have a good foundation of fundamentals? Or do you have a younger group that you have to bring along and kind of get them to the speed of what a college football game's like? So to answer your question, yeah, I think it changes year to year. I think we have a really good idea of what we'd like to accomplish as far as our installations, you know, when we're putting this in, when we're going to put that in. But every team's different. And so depending on how your team is, you know, I think you can evaluate year to year things like your physicality, your recovery, your conditioning, those type of things to make sure our guys are fresh. We're taking that approach this year. We want to get to every Saturday with as many bullets in the gun as we can. You know, we can't afford to have great players sitting on the sideline. And if it's anything that I can do from a structural standpoint at practice to prevent that, then we're going to do that. We want to make sure our guys are as healthy as they can be come September 2nd.
Where do you see the strengths right now in this group?
Yeah, I think our linebacking core right now, we got three guys in Kevin Davis, Colin Mert, and Terrence Thompson, who played a lot of football for us. So having a veteran linebacking core it has been good. And then up front, I'm happy with our starting offensive line up front. Again, that's a group of guys who played a lot of football last year. You know, so I think those two areas in training camp right now have been some strong areas for us. And hopefully some other guys emerge to help fill in the pieces. I like our running back room. Returning Sean Thompson, an all-conference running back, getting Bryce Casey back now to 100% this year. I think those guys can have a good season. And so we're happy about it.
What position kind of holds the key, you think, to whether this is a good year or a great year?
The quarterback position for us. And so it's always going to be the trigger man for us. The things we do on offense, the things we ask of that guy from a leadership position and the ability to make the right decisions and deliver accurate balls is always going to be critical. So I feel that we've upgraded in that position, and the guys that we currently have on the roster have upgraded their skill sets over the course of the last year from last season. So I feel we'll be better at the quarterback position this year, which will help us. And then, you know, in our conference, we got to be strong up front. We got to have a good offense and defensive line. We got to be able to run. We got to be able to tackle, and we got to be able to reestablish the line of scrimmage. So, you know, for us, it's going to be the quarterback, and it's going to be the guys in the box on both sides of the ball. And, hopefully they're up for the challenge.
How long does it take for you to really have a good feel for what you have? And I don't mean like the names on the board, you know, position wise and stuff like that, but what a group's capable of, what a group's got down deep. Like, how long do you feel like, as you've been doing this several years now, till it takes you to really appreciate and understand what a group's capable of?
Well, I think there's optimism when you see how they come out on the practice field every day and how they approach everything that you're doing in training camp. You know, you're up early, you're up late, it's meetings, it's lifting, it's practice, it's all those things in a condensed time frame. And when you have guys that come every single day with that even keel, you know, we're not too high one day, too low the next day. It's that steady, straight line, even approach to hard work every single day, and they embrace that stuff. I think you have the optimism that your team could be pretty good. But then on the other side, you never know. There's always the what if type of deal where you got to see it. You know, you got to see it to believe it. So we're excited. We have an inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow morning. We'll get out there. We'll scrimmage Friday morning. Next week, we'll travel to Keene University in New Jersey for a scrimmage. And then really, you know, if the practices stay the same and the guys are having a consistent level of preparation and performance throughout practice, and they're excited about playing football, they continue to come together, then we get to see them against another opponent. And then hopefully we're really confident going into our opener. But, you know, we just like to take it day by day, one step at a time. And that's kind of right now how I'm grading our guys out, man. How are you approaching everything that you do? Can I see in the way you're taking notes, paying attention, asking questions, watching extra film, how you're recovering, how you're taking care of your body, and then how you approach everything you do on the practice field? If you're doing that at a level, you know, that shows that you care, a high level of caring and a high level of desire, then And I'm feeling pretty good about all that at this point. And then we just got to make sure everybody's healthy, go out there and turn it loose and see what happens.
That will do it for our look at the Widener Pride. Thanks to head coach Mike Baranek for taking the time to talk. Widener opens the upcoming 2023 season at home on Saturday, September 2nd. They will take on Lycoming, and it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Thanks again for listening. We'll have another college football preview coming your way soon. I'm Matt Leon. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.